This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Timothy Dennis. As most people are probably aware, that's Rick Danko of the band singing their famous track, The Wait. But as most people probably aren't aware, including me until very recently, Crazy Chester was actually a living, breathing resident of Fayetteville back when the band was romping around Arkansas under the name The Hawks. According to Levon Helm's autobiography, This Wheel's on Fire, Crazy Chester was a man the band members knew who would come into town on Saturdays, and with his pair of holstered cap guns, he would patrol Dixon Street to keep the peace, like some sort of Hopalong Cassidy. A new award has been named after Crazy Chester, and local artist Hank Kaminsky was given the task of creating the award. On Friday afternoon, he joined Ozarks at Large and a studio audience at the Fayetteville Public Library for a discussion, which he started by saying why he agreed to make the award, which was given out over the weekend during the Fayetteville Roots Festival.
I'd like to get a ticket to go to the shows, and so I always managed to figure out a way to kind of trade my way in, and they had a desire for an award, and I've been working on some awards lately. I really enjoy it, and so I'm going to give them an award, and now I get a free ticket.
Well, so how does one win this award?
It has to do with your contribution to the city and the musical life of the city. And I imagine that a jury of stern-looking young men choose someone and get the award.
Are you just given the open-ended task, create an award that fits this?
That's one way to look at it, yeah. It isn't really open, and it's ringed by my own particular limitations. And I just try to make something that'll work according to my own ethic, my own aesthetic, and the kind of thing that they're trying to achieve. And this award is really, really interesting to me because I don't know if you, I did a bunch of sculpture out there, and you could see it everywhere. It seems like it's everywhere right now. And predominant theme in my sculpture is the energy moving through fields. And when you catch it right then as a piece of sculpture, you're sort of freezing a moment in time. And that's what this was designed for. There's a layer of noise underneath everything. And up comes a little spurt of energy. And out of the center of that spurt of energy comes the words, Crazy Chester.
Saturday evening's Roots Festival lineup on the KUAF main stage at Walton Arts Center included a ceremony to name the first recipient of the Crazy Chester Award, Curly Miller of the Old 78s. Curly passed away earlier this year and is missed by many. Here's a performance by the Old 78s from late last year at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville.